Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Hall & Company CPAs and features Lorraine Bifolco of Vantaggio HR from San Juan Capistrano. Lorraine, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a delight to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and we're going to talk about your business, but first we'd like to give our listeners a little overview about who they're hearing from. So could you tell us a little bit about your background?
Absolutely. Well, I graduated from college with a degree in French and English literature, so people often wonder how I possibly got into HR. Was studying in France at the Sorbonne, came back to the States, and got hired by a company that needed somebody that was bilingual, and the company grew very rapidly, and I just fell into the position of HR. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got started. Worked for them for about 5 years, then relocated to California and started doing some freelance consulting. That next thing I knew, I had a business in front of me.
Well, that's great. And did you start Vantaggio right then, or did it kind of evolution after that?
I started it pretty much upon my arrival in California 20 years ago now, and solo freelanced for 3-4 years until I made the decision to actually grow my client base and to start hiring employees, and we created the company at that point in time.
And what sizes and types of businesses do you like to work with?
That's a great question. We have two ways of working with companies, and I'll explain a little bit. When sometimes we become an HR department for an organization, that's typically a company that's privately held, maybe under about 100 employees. For our clients that just come to us for specific projects, they could be as large as we've worked with Paramount Pictures, Mazda, so some very, very large organizations.
So people can work with you in one of two ways then. You can be their outsourced HR.
Correct.
Which typically would be maybe a smaller company that doesn't really think they need a full-time HR person, but they certainly need someone looking after everything, right?
Exactly.
And then for bigger companies that just need a project?
Exactly. They need a compensation study done. They need training conducted. They're a multi-state operation that needs an employee handbook written. They come to us for a project like that.
Oh, that's great. Yep. So that gives you a couple different ways to work with businesses. What's your sweet spot? What size business do you typically hear from that says, in the first space where we're talking about the outsourced HR?
Usually about under 100 employees. Sometimes it can be as large as 200, but once they start getting up into the multiple hundreds, pretty typically a company is going to have inside HR.
Okay. And what about at the small end?
Small end, companies could be as few as 2-3 employees.
Okay. So yeah. Really
small employers sometimes use our services, yes.
So there's thousands of companies out there that can use your services probably within a 15-mile radius of where we are right now here in Costa Mesa.
Absolutely, and because we're very scalable, we will allow clients to use us in a way that makes sense for their budget. So if they need to call us once every 6 months if they have a question, that's fine. If they need us on site in their offices 3 days a week, we do that as well.
So what are some of the first questions you get from clients, new clients, when they call you and say, we want to talk about maybe hiring you, and we have a few questions?
They pretty much, the first phone call is that they either have a significant pending issue, frequently it's, I need to fire somebody and I'm concerned about the liability, or it's just a general sense of uncertainty about whether they're in compliance or not. We read the newspaper and watch TV all the time, and we hear constantly about how easy and how continued easily it's becoming even more and more easy to sue an employer for an employer to get tripped up on compliance or have a government agency come in and audit. And that concern and fear over those things happening and what that dollar amount could be if the bad stuff does happen has them call us up and sometimes say, I don't know what I don't know. Can you guys come in and kick the tires and tell us if we're in good shape or not?
So a lot of times the catalyst is there's something bad happening around them and they want to make sure it doesn't get worse or deal with an issue. Now, is it getting more difficult these days? Are there more laws, or are we just hearing about it more? What's happening?
No, it is getting more difficult, and there are more laws. In fact, on the board, and I chair a committee for an organization called the California Small Business Association. And my job within the organization is to review the pending legislation every year and then make recommendations as to whether the laws that they're proposing to pass in the employment arena are going to be good or bad for small businesses. Interestingly enough, if we deem that they're good or bad for a small business, they're pretty much good or bad for any business.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I just got reviewing the pending legislation this year. There's at least 20 potential laws on the books that are going to place significant, costly additional restrictions on employers.
So for a business owner who says, you know, I really didn't want all this stuff.
No kidding.
I really just wanted to work for myself, and I saw a niche and a problem, and I wanted to fill it. Now they got this tag along of all of these employees and issues and things like that. To keep up with all this, they really need somebody like you to come in and say, look, we're keeping up on it. Don't worry. This one affects you. This one doesn't. Here's our checklist, right?
That's really true. It's gotten to the point, especially in the state of California. Other states are easier, but in California, whether it be a company like ours, whether it be that they go out and educate themselves, there's a plethora of information on the web. An employment attorney, there are ways for companies to get that information, but they have to proactively do it. And it's for our company, this is all we do all day long. It's a full-time job keeping on top of the changes.
Yeah, for most business owners, it's not their favorite part of the job, and to keep up with all of this stuff, again, it's how often do you recommend that somebody have a meeting with you to make sure that they're the new things that are coming down the line aren't going to effectively be preventative in that department?
At least annually. Yeah. We used to recommend, for example, that companies update their employee handbooks at least every couple of years. We're in a day and age right now where things are sometimes changing more than once within the year. So at least annually is kind of a good rule of thumb.
So if someone has an employee handbook that's 2 years old, it needs changes, it needs updates?
It's almost certainly out of compliance. Yep.
Okay, in one way or another, and it could end up costing them a whole bunch.
Yeah, and most companies that come to us, the handbook is not 2 years old. It's usually older than that. And if you go back past, say, 2009, it's significantly out of compliance.
Wow. So yeah. That could cost them a lot of money at some point.
Could.
Right?
A lot of money and a lot of pain.
Well, nobody wants money and pain to be a problem these days. So what are the most common HR misconceptions that business owners have?
I think the overriding biggest misconception you somewhat already alluded to is that business owners have a tendency to put their head in the sand about these compliance issues. They're busy providing their service or manufacturing whatever product it is that they sell. They assume that if the employees aren't saying anything, everything is fine. I see a lot of owners, too, that think, oh, that HR stuff or employment law, that only affects big companies. I don't have to worry about it. And in fact, the larger you get as an organization with employee headcount, the more laws that do apply to you. But a very significant number of laws in California kick in at the 5-employee threshold and even at the 1-employee threshold. So that not recognizing that they have that compliance responsibility is a very common mistake, I would call it, that I see employers make.
Great information. We're talking with Lorraine Bifolco, and we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to ask you to share some tips and ideas and precautions for our listeners. So please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Olive Crest is a local nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing child abuse, treating and educating at-risk children, and preserving the family one life at a time. For 40 years, Olive Crest has provided safe, loving homes to at-risk youth throughout Southern California, Nevada, and the Pacific Northwest. There are many ways you can help, including volunteering or becoming a foster parent. Go to www.olivecrest.org or call 1-800-550-CHILD to learn more. That's 1-800-550-CHILD. Call today.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes at itunes.exitcoachradio.com. I'm talking with Lorraine Bifolco of Vantaggio HR here in San Juan Capistrano. And before the break, we talked about what some of the most common issues are, and number one is the old ostrich head in the sand approach that most business owners think, well, I'll risk it, that won't happen to me, not a problem. Mm-hmm. And then something happens and they give you a call and say, hey, the house is burning, can you bring some water, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what would be a better approach for someone? Is there some kind of an audit you put them through, or some kind of a, when you first sit down with someone, do you say, look, let's go through a checklist of what you have and don't have and figure out where we should prioritize?
Yeah, absolutely. We do provide HR audits, very full-blown audits, where we come in and assess kind of everything, every practice, including payroll and the wage and hour, leave administration, benefits, employee files, everything. Give them a really exhaustive report back of where they're in good shape and where they need to shore things up. We also have a program that is a consulting hotline. We call it our RELAX program. I'm kind of proud of it because it stands for Real-Time Employment and Labor Advice Exactly When You Need It. We actually trademarked that. That's not too cool,
isn't
it?
Well, you should work for the government. That's a good acronym.
It's a great acronym. We got T-shirts and everything. Yeah, so
like
RELAX,
that.
We take the stress out of HR.
Very good.
So for a very affordable price, much less than what it would cost to charge on an hourly basis, clients can call us up. It's an unlimited consulting hotline. So before they take that action and potentially do something that's going to create liability for themselves, they have the ability to pick up the phone, speak with one of our consultants, and we'll walk them through the pros and cons of different alternatives.
Well, that sounds like a great resource for anyone to have.
It does.
Easy as picking up the phone and calling in and saying, here's my question. Are a lot of questions answerable right then and there, or do some of them have to be researched?
I would say 95% of them are answerable right then and there.
Okay, so it's not difficult, complex knowledge they're looking for, just what's happening, how do I protect myself, and how do I stay on top of this, right?
It's frequently I've got an employee situation that I either need to discipline the employee, or I need to terminate somebody, or somebody's going out on a medical leave. Those are very, very common questions that the employers call up and are a little bit unsure about what their rights as an employer are, and uncertain about what the employee's rights are.
It sounds like it'd be a very valuable resource for anybody to have.
Yeah, thank you.
So what are some of the other common issues that you come across where you say, you know, I've seen this before, you're not the first person to come up with this, but you really need to deal with this?
Leaves of absence, employees mm-hmm. going on workers' comp. If I had $5 for every time someone called me up and said, well, there's this employee that's been a rotten employee and we were thinking of getting rid of him or her, but now the person has been injured at work, or now the person has come forward and said that they need surgery, need to take a leave of absence, that employee then gets cloaked under the protection of federal and state law, and it's much more difficult for an employer to take any adverse action. It's a really, really tough one, and employers get tripped up on that frequently.
Is there any truth to the old adage, when should you fire an employee the first time you think of it?
There's a lot of truth to it. I could share a couple of anecdotes and stories about it, but
okay. When
miss your window of opportunity, sometimes you're stuck for a while.
Okay, share a client story with us. Tell us about somebody that called you and you were able to come and help them out, and what was the outcome?
Oh my, we've got so many, but one that we're dealing with very recently, the employer had an employee who was found to be putting personal credit card charges on the company credit card, and handling their clients, I would say, I don't want to give too many details, but in a very inappropriate manner. It was fairly egregious behavior, and mm-hmm. the decision was made to terminate this employee. They contacted us. We counseled them about the termination. We drew up all the necessary documents, because there is, in California, explicit paperwork that has to be given to people at the time of termination. And the client was ready to proceed with terminating this fairly high-level individual in the organization, and decided to drag their feet for a few weeks. So the Friday before the termination was supposed to happen, the employee tells a coworker, I'm having a mental breakdown, please don't tell anybody, I'm really checking myself into rehab. Leaves, checks himself into rehab, which buys you some protected status under the law once you've come forward and claimed that you have a need for rehabilitation. So the employee left town, was now in rehab. We now have noticed that the person claims to have a disability, so protections under disability rights. And the same day, another employee comes forward and says that they've been sexually harassed by this employee prior to the employee's departure. So,
wow.
Quite a firestorm.
That comes under the heading of complex, oh my gosh.
That's a complex, oh my gosh. Let's get the fire trucks and, you said bring the water. That was what we did.
So, it's kind of a chess game sometimes with employees.
It's very much a chess game. Mm-hmm. You know?
And especially in a time when economic downturns and people are getting laid off and they see the handwriting on the wall, maybe.
Exactly.
There are certain things they can do. And the Department of Labor, how many issues that you think, percentage-wise, the Department of Labor rules on or sees could be prevented by working with someone like yourself?
99%. I was just speaking with a client before I came here, and he was worried about making a change in company policy with regards to their vacation and some of their benefits. And he was wanting to do something a little bit unorthodox. And my recommendation was deal with any employees that might have heartache or hardship or issue. Because the labor commissioner doesn't typically come out and audit companies' vacation policies. It's triggered when an employee goes and makes a complaint. So the more you can keep your employees happy and feel that they've got a voice and they're cared for, even if you're not doing things 120% to perfection, if the employees aren't upset, they're not going to go and file that complaint that's going to trigger the audit or the investigation.
I think that's a great tip. What are a couple other tips or ideas or precautions you'd share with our listeners?
It's fairly specific, but be very cautionary when you're knowing that we are an at-will employment state. A favorite employment attorney that I work with says, yes, we have at-will, but it's like Swiss cheese. There's a lot of holes in it. So people tend to rely too heavily on that I can fire at any time for any reason. You can, as long as it's not an illegal reason and as long as an employee doesn't come back and try to claim that there was a violation of the law. So employers still need to proceed with caution when terminating employees. The other thing that I would caution employers about is wage and hour issues, and that is becoming the most popular lawsuit in California. It used to be harassment and discrimination, wrongful termination complaints. We now are seeing just a flood of wage and hour complaints. I was not properly paid overtime. I'm really a non-exempt employee and owed overtime, but you've been paying me just a flat salary and not recording my work hours. There were inappropriate deductions made out of my paycheck. Those type of wage and hour things that are very easy to make. Payroll tends to be processed by someone that may not be very savvy about employment laws as they relate to people's pay. And those are the lawsuits that are becoming class action lawsuits that are hurting even worse for that reason.
So what's the best way for someone to get in touch with you?
They can give us a call. Mm-hmm. At our local phone number is 949-248-0800.
Okay.
Our website is vantagiohr.com, and we also have stressfreehr.com, which is easy to remember, and it gets right to us.
Stressfree.com
or stressfreehr.com.
Stressfreehr.com. Stressfreehr.com or vantagiohr.com.
Thank you.
Stress-free.
That's easier, isn't
com.
It?
Stressfreehr.com. Lorraine, thanks very much for coming in. It's been very interesting
it's
interview.
It's been a lot of fun.
I hope you'll come back sometime and we'll get deeper into some of these issues.
I would be honored and delighted. Here. Yeah, thank you so much.
I've been talking with Lorraine Bifulco of Vantagio HR, and we'll take a short break here, and then we'll come right back, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.